are you doing? You're listening to the Shine to 5 Method with CJ. I'm your host, Chris Anand James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine to 5 Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9 to 5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9 to 5 with a side biz right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hey, friend. Oh my gosh. Okay. Take a breath. I am super excited today. Tons to celebrate. Happy December, first of all, my friend. How are you doing? Make sure you let me know how you are doing. And let me know, do you get excited for December as well? Speaking of excitement, speaking of celebration, I'm sure that you have caught on by now that I will always find something to celebrate. Girl, life is a celebration. Every day that God says, all right, get up, go do your thing, that's celebration enough. This time around is just as celebratory, even more special than some other celebrations. Just some. But I mean, there's just so much to celebrate at this time of year. The holidays, whatever it is that you celebrate, if you do celebrate, are approaching, and the countdown to the new year is on like Donkey Kong. But this episode is also super special for me because, that's a drum roll if you couldn't tell. I cannot believe this. If you are listening to this right now, you are listening to my 100th episode. Dude, we have made it to triple digits, y'all. This is so thrilling because I remember when I was first planning the launch and I set the audacious goal to interview a woman for every week in 2021, and I did it. So to really commemorate this milestone, I wanted to do things a little bit different from just inviting guests on. There are more guests to come, don't you worry, but a little bit different from inviting more guests on or covering a particular topic. And by that, I mean, I wanted to include the listeners because honestly, who else am I doing this for? Who else am I doing this for but to reach people with my words using this platform? Plus, it is really important that I create a sense of community. So I had put out a call asking listeners to send in a voice note that would be included in this episode. And I'm so happy with the response. All they had to do was share their favorite episode and why. And I know because not all my listeners are side hustlers, that makes it even more special because they're still finding something in the content that I share that resonates with them. So to me, that is mission accomplished. It's not all side hustlers that listen to this. A lot of my episodes can be applied to life, yo. Here's what I'm talking about today as we celebrate. I'm going to give you a history behind the podcast name, the whole story behind the podcast name, how I settled on the podcast name. I'm going to share those shout outs, those audience, those listener voice notes. And I also have a special announcement. Okay. Focus. CJ, get it together, girl. So what's the story behind the podcast name? The podcast name that I've now gone on to trademark, Shine to 5. Well, when I had first toyed with the idea of starting a podcast about 3 or 4 years ago, I actually leveraged a Facebook group that I was running at the time just to see how I would like the idea. So I invited on other entrepreneurs to join me live to talk about their experience, the entrepreneurial experience. And I called the segment Share If You Dare. And we just had very candid conversations about how sucky and icky and sticky and terrible and scary and all the other things that entrepreneurship can be, and along with the successes and the wonderful parts. But I wanted to get really, really raw. And I did that for a while and realized that the seed had been planted. So by 2020, when it seemed like the rest of the planet was launching podcasts, I decided, why not? now's the time. I've sat on this idea. By this time, it had been a year or two that I had toyed with the idea. And this, if you remember from that episode, I talked about procrastination being a part of your process. When I set my goal to do, set my mind to do something, I get it done. It might take me a little while, but I get it there. So this, I really had to, especially when it's a really big decision, I have to really make sure I'm ready for it. I sat on this idea. I worked through other things, other goals that I had set for my business. And when the time was right, I said, okay, now is the time to launch this podcast. Made sure it was not a shiny object because I wanted, once I had launched, once I had started, I could commit to it and go full throttle with it. So then I said, but then I started to do my research and so that I had a solid foundation for when I launched. I even attended a masterclass. I found someone to edit because I knew I was not going to do the editing. I wanted to record. Like I wanted to show up and record and be in this space. So I found someone to edit. I hired someone to help me manage, all the while trying to decide on a name. So Share If You Dare was a little too vague. And then I thought of, wait for it, the share package. Can we get a little bit vaguer? But then I thought maybe I can branch out and say, talk about mindset and all this other stuff. And I said, nah, that died really, really quickly. And I'm sure you can tell. I like me a play on words, okay? I love a good play on words. One day I thought about how I want to help women shine. Shine nine. I'm helping women who have a 9 to 5, shine to 9 to 5, shine to 5, and the rest is history. Listen, from that point on, I just knew I was starting this at the right time. So what started off as the podcast name has now evolved. If you listen to that episode, and I think it was in October 20th, I shared an episode sharing how my business has evolved. And one of the things is I now have trademarked Shine to 5. And this is only the beginning. So I was thinking of what else I can do to commemorate today. I was like, maybe I can share my favorite episodes. And then I was like, ma'am, CJ, how are you going to pick out of 100, your favorite episodes out of 100? They should all be your favorite episodes. And I love each and every episode. Each and every experience is so different. And it allows me to grow as a podcaster and to learn so much and to connect with just some amazing, amazing women in business. But since I do like me a good challenge, I decided to challenge myself and pick 5. Let's just pick 5, okay? So here are my 5. Obviously, the first one would be episode 1. For obvious reasons, the very first episode with Uchechi Ezurike-Bose talking about conscious business transformation. I remember Uchechi was supposed to be one of my guests in the Facebook group. And the day that we were supposed to go live, just technology and everything else, all of a sudden we could not connect. She could hear me, I couldn't hear her, and then I could see her, but she couldn't see me. Oh my God. And we just thought, you know what? We'll just try again. And fast forward, and I said, girl, I'm launching this podcast and I want you to be my first guest. And she's like, absolutely, we're all over it. So episode 1, be sure to listen to that. Every time you listen to Uchechi speak, you always walk away feeling very, very inspired. The next one I went with was episode 21 with my girl Charmaine Daudu, who just welcomed another new baby. Congrats, Charm. And I remember, again, there's always a story with these, right? I had reached out to Charmaine to be a guest. If you listen to our episode, it was in May of last year, May 2021. And she actually told me no. She told me no because that ended up being what we talked about. Social anxiety and handling and managing social anxiety while building a brand. She had told me no because the anxiety of being recorded, of being on this platform, actually kind of overwhelmed her too much. But she said, she told me, you know, check in with me. I'm going to do this. I have to do this. I have to overcome this. And I did just that. And we recorded a beautiful episode. So be sure to listen to that one as well. Next one was episode 32 with my girls, Dee Bozzle Buck and Hadriana Leo. It takes a village. To this day, I still meet with those ladies. They still hold me accountable. I can still bounce ideas off them. I don't know where my business would be without them. I hope they realize that they're stuck with me. And I ain't going nowhere. I'm latched on to them. If they try to go, they're dragging me with them. So that was just a beautiful episode, just talking about like the importance of having your people, finding your people as an entrepreneur, as women in business, especially coming from that 9-to-5 setting and going at it alone. It gets really, really lonely. So be sure to listen to that. That one was in August of 2021. And the next one I went with was episode 34 with my girl, Alana Evanson, who is now my Reiki master. Wow. Alana, that was actually the start of a very beautiful relationship. Our friendship has evolved so much since we recorded that episode. And we talked about just energy clearing for productivity. And that was really kind of what I had connected with Alana, because I was really interested in Reiki. I was really interested in understanding energy and chakras as an entrepreneur. And now here I am as a Reiki practitioner. And and she's my Reiki master. And there's a whole other story there for a whole other day. But listen to that episode. That one was also in August of 2021. And the last one I had to go with was episode 42 with my girl, Haley Patrie. We talked about love languages and how they can be applied to your business. That was in October of 2021. It was such a beautiful conversation, because we really don't think a lot of times, especially as service providers, we don't think about how our love languages can be applied to our businesses and how it actually helps to know your client's love language as well. So those are my five of 100. I picked five of my favorite episodes. I challenged myself and I stepped up to the challenge, because every time there's a challenge, I'm stepping up. Okay. I do not back down from a challenge. Okay. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. There seems like there's so much that I need to cover today, but I'm celebrating. It's a celebration, y'all. It's a celebration. Thanks for being here, for continuing to listen to me right now as I ramble on. So, since we're talking about favorites, let's get to the voice notes. Let's get to the listener shout outs. So I wanted to include people from like different parts of the podcast journey, from friends who, like I mentioned earlier, who don't even have side hustles. They're 9-to-5ers, and they still find so much value in what I share on the podcast, to clients, to people who have really been a part of this podcast journey and really contributed to the podcast journey. So let me start off with my girl, Judith Judes. She is a friend from years ago, we've met. And I remember the first time when she finally started to listen to the podcast, she's like, I am late for the party. I can't believe it took me this long. I love your podcast. She's always given me such beautiful feedback. And she's a 9-to-5er. She's a 9-to-5er. She doesn't have a side hustle. And she still loves listening to the podcast. And she's told people about it. Oh my God. Thank you, Judith, so, 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 so much for your support. So here is Judith's voice note.
Hi, Kristen. It's Judith. Congratulations on 100 amazing episodes. So many gems and so many takeaways that I've been able to apply in my personal life as well as in my corporate life, which is amazing. My favorite podcast so far is probably Building Your Brand while Handling Social Anxiety, which is something that I have struggled with a little bit later in my life, but with Charmaine Dadu, I'm probably butchering her name, but it was, you know, you see her on social media, you see her, you know, and you think that you would never know. And you've spoken about it as well, as your social anxiety and being a little bit more of an introvert and people just not knowing that and assuming that we're extroverts and the expectations that come with that and just protecting yourself and protecting, maintaining your brand, but as well, just protecting your energy and how you can go about doing that. And just there's, like I said, there's just been so many things, even just the mindset and self-image with Makini Smith is another one I love. Power of Affirmations with Jim, and
can't wait to hear 101, 102, 103, all the way to 200.
And next is actually my oldest friend. I have known her since we were tiny itty bitty girls growing up in Tobago. My friend Michelle, I call her Benji. Last name is Benjamin. I call her Benji. And she actually messaged me recently and said, oh, I really liked that episode. And it really resonated with me. She even left a review. Like, listen, I love my people, man. I love my people. So here's Benji, my oldest friend.
Hey, CJ, it's Michelle. Congratulations on reaching 100 episodes. I really loved your episode about boundaries because it reminded me about the importance of taking care of me.
And next up is my girl, Colleen, who helped me to manage the podcast for a really long time and actually became my client. Colleen, mine and Colleen's relationship has definitely evolved as well. But that's the beauty of when you connect with people, that your relationships can evolve. So of course, Colleen had to send in a voice note. So here she is.
Hi, CJ. It's Colleen. Congratulations on reaching 100 episodes of your podcast. My favorite episode was the In My Business episode from last January. I struggled a lot when I first started my biz. I was in that place where I was just getting ready to quit, or I just quit. And I think that just sharing how you struggled and how it was really helped me see what to expect and like what kind of support I needed. And I just really, really appreciated that episode. So thank you. Congrats again.
And next up is another really special person, Claudine. Her episode about falling in love with your sales process is actually still the most listened to episode. So be sure to go and check it out. Episode 30, I believe it was from last year, July 2021. So Claudine and I used to work together, and then she left just before I did, and she became my mentor, and she's always been my friend, and then she was my first business coach. And you'll hear more about our story when you listen to that episode. So, of course, Claudine had to send in her little message as well. And here she is.
Hey, CJ. It's Claudine Pereira, the pink coach here. I was on your podcast talking about sales, and I had a magical time. So a little bird told me that you are reaching 100 episodes of your podcast series, and I'm so proud of you. So congratulations on reaching 100 episodes. That is such an achievement. I look forward to continuing to listen to many of your podcasts. I have to say my favorite one in the archives was with Aisha Francis, who founded Phoebe, such an amazing woman. And you are just doing such a phenomenal job. Thank you for all that you do, and congratulations.
And another one of my favorite clients, Kennelyn. Oh, I just love watching that girl grow and what she's doing in her business from when I met her a few years back to where she is now in her side hustle. Oh, she makes me so proud. She makes me so, so proud. So, of course, she wanted to send in a voice note as well. So here's Kennelyn.
Hey, CJ, it's Kennelyn. Congratulations on 100 episodes. My favorite podcast episode was It Takes a Village, because it was very good vibes and glad to see how supportive our community can be. Yeah, we're excited for the next 100.
And last but not least, actually not last, second to last, is Emily, who is actually also my podcast manager. So Emily was a guest on the podcast. She was episode 24 last year, and we talked about putting ourselves out there. And she is a podcast wizard. She knows her thing. Again, our relationship has evolved because she went from being a guest on my podcast to managing my podcast. Thank you for everything that you do, Emily. Here is Emily. Edit in your episode, girl. Edit in your voice note. Edit in your voice note.
Hey, CJ. It's Emily Milling, your podcast editor. Congratulations on 100 amazing episodes. I am so happy that I get to be part of your amazing podcast journey. Thank you so much for including me in it. And I can't wait for episode 200. Keep them coming, baby.
And, okay. All the other voice notes were like special of specials, okay? But this is like the most specialist voice note of all, because it actually made my heart burst with love. I won't even introduce her. Like, just listen. Here you go.
Hi, Christine. This is your darling mom congratulating you on your 100th episode, recording your 100th episode. So very proud of you.
Y'all, isn't my mommy just like the cutest? She is so adorable. And let me tell you something. The fact that she listens to the podcast and she gives me constructive feedback, sometimes maybe I don't necessarily need the feedback, but you know how moms be. But she listens. Oh my gosh, she listens. And she figured out when I asked her to send me a voice note, she's like, okay. I was like, oh, wow. I was so proud of her. She figured out how to send a voice note and it was just, tell me, try me. Tell me that wasn't the cutest voice note you've ever heard. So my mom's on board. My mom has always been very, very super, super, duper, duper supportive. I've mentioned her before in previous episodes. So my mom's proud of me. So I'm doing everything right. I don't care about nothing else. I don't care what nobody else says. I have my mama's support. Then that makes me so, so happy. There we are celebrating. Like I said, so much to celebrate. 100 episodes. Wow. 100 episodes. And I felt like this was the perfect time to also mention, this is a special announcement, that I actually am going to be launching as of January 2023, which is just a few days away. It's less than a month away because we're in December. I'm going to be offering a new coaching service, calling it From Idea to Launch. It's a podcast coaching package. And this is not about managing the podcast, the stuff that Emily does. This is leading up to that. This is if your mindset is getting in the way of you starting that podcast, that as a side biz, you're using all kinds of reasons and excuses. Oh, I gotta figure out the tech and I gotta get this done. I have to make sure, blah, blah, blah. And you're sitting on the idea. It could be a really, really, really good idea for a podcast. And you can't get around to launching it. You've been talking about it. You've been thinking about it. I'm going to help you through everything, the mindset stuff, the goal setting, understanding what your message is, who your target audience will be, helping you on your podcast journey, getting it out of your head up until you are ready to launch and you actually launch it. From Idea to Launch podcast coaching package. I'm so excited about that. So be sure if you've been thinking about it and you're marinating on the idea of starting a podcast and you just feel so overwhelmed by it just from everything else, but you really have, you feel like you're not even sure if it's a good idea. It's still a good time. Reach out to me. All you have to do is set up a 15-minute, that's it, 15-minute coaching intro. Tell me a little bit more about what you had in mind, and we can take it from there. I guarantee you have a good idea, but you need to have a really, really solid foundation. I'm going to use everything that I have learned in my 2 years of podcasting, what got me to staying consistent to launch 100 episodes. I have 100 plus 100 plus 100 more episodes to come, 100 plus 100 plus 100 more ideas to come. You need some support. You need someone to coach you through it. You need someone to hold you accountable so you stop making those excuses. Reach out to me. Check out the show notes. Click the link. Book that 15-minute coaching intro, and let's talk more about it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love how much everything has evolved from how I can now tie in the best of both of my worlds, coaching and podcasting, to serve you, to help you to launch a successful podcast so that when you are ready to hire that podcast manager, you got that foundation set, babe. I'm here to help you out. So that was my big announcement. Thank you to everyone who is listening right now. You have been listening. Please, please, please keep sharing. Keep talking about the podcast. When you hear the word podcast, may my name come up. May the Shine to Five Method for Side Hustlers podcast come up. If you know anyone with a side hustle, tell them about this podcast or connect them with me, find me on Instagram at Kristen N. James. You are amazing because you are listening right now. I appreciate you. You have no idea how much I appreciate you right now. Because of you and you listening right now, I can celebrate 100 episodes. Triple digits, y'all. Stay tuned. More to come. See you next week because ain't no stopping. I'm just getting started. So we will talk again next week. It's another really, really good topic. Thank you so much again for being here on this journey with me. You're the best. I appreciate you. All right, that's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristennjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristennjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.